Yeah, our next guest is a very special guest, as Fooch said. Current Tampa Bay Buccaneer, an All-Big Ten honoree, former Rutgers linebacker, 03. Oh, Akule Fatakaze is here. What's up, 03?
What's up?
How does it feel to be back here?
It feels great. The atmosphere is great, amazing. It's still cold, but I love it here. I don't miss it.
How about we didn't have this last year, the boardwalk.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. What do you think?
From the outside looking in, it looks amazing. A lot of people here. I kind of missed they came out already, right?
Yes.
I kind of missed that, but it looks great. Everybody's here. They're ready to come cheer. So I can't wait for the game to come on.
So now from Piscataway to Brooklyn, I mean, you feel like you're kind of like a pioneer because like a lot of people from Brooklyn have followed your lead now over here to Piscataway and to this Rutgers stadium. So that has to make you feel good that it's kind of Brooklyn's in the house now.
Yeah, there's a lot of guys from Brooklyn, from E-Hall, and I'm proud to be from Far Rockaway, New York, and more people's come from New York come to play at Rutgers.
Nah, for sure. And look, man, I'm a Jersey guy, but we love to cross the river. I'm in Brooklyn all the time. I like to go out over there.
Yeah.
You know, so much of the culture really crosses over and combines. And 03, especially, a guy who I saw, obviously, when you came and you were young, shortly after I left, a guy who didn't get stardom immediately, a guy who worked his way up. You know, I remember the first time seeing you really as a freshman running down on kickoff.
Yeah.
I'm like, yo, who is this guy? I'm like, who is this cracking hits? I'm on the sideline watching you. And then watching you grow into the player that you ultimately became before you left was really great. Named a captain before you left here. All first team, all Big Ten. Really a lot of great accolades. I guess, what was the journey here at Rutgers like for you, right? Because it's a journey that, again, you're a great player, but the fact is you had to earn it. You had to figure it out on special teams. You had to wait for your spot. And when you had your moment, you had a chance and you took advantage.
I feel like this type of journey, you just got to control what you can control. Like, everybody got different paths, and when I was a freshman, my job was a special team player, and I just went as hard as possible to play on special teams, and I grew on over the years in college. And if you always have that mindset to work hard, everything you can do, have that to be the best you can do every day, you can do whatever you want. And that's why I'm here right now.
You know, 03, it's funny because you probably brought that same mindset to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yeah.
And what I want to ask you is, how did playing for a defensive coach like Cosciano and now playing for a defensive coach like Todd Bowles, how did that help the adjustment for you from going from Greg to Todd?
It's really similar, but different schemes. But, like, Cosciano's detailed, Coach Bowles is detailed, and it's just like, as long as you're into your playbook, you know what you know what your job, and it's in the scheme, you should be good on the defense. And still, I'm controlling what I control. My role is to play on special team to be the best player, special team player as possible. So that's what I'm doing right now.
Not often we get joined by a current NFL player here on the Rutgers tailgate party, chatting with 03, Olakunle Fatakaze, two-time captain, two-time All-Big Tenner. I haven't even asked you yet. How's your rookie year going down in Tampa?
It's going great. You know, we started hot, then we went a little to a streak. Now we're picking it up when we came back from Germany. So it was a great win, our last win at Germany. But for me, it's good. Tampa is good. My teammates is good, coaches. The town is amazing. I can't complain.
I'll tell you what's good. How many people were into you and your journey and making Tampa like – your teammates here and everyone's following you, and
yeah.
I'm sure that had to make you feel good knowing how everybody had your back, hoping and praying that you made it.
Yeah, everybody. It's really crazy because, you know, Shiana came from Tampa, so it's a great connection through that. So,
nah, absolutely, man. And look, at the end of the day, you have an older brother that plays in the NFL as well.
Yeah.
Foley playing over there
Jacksonville.
With
right.
Jacksonville. And similar to me, I had an older brother playing in the NFL
for Jacksonville.
when I played here as well. So, you know, how has that helped you in your transition? You're also playing on a team with a lot of guys who just recently won a Super Bowl. So how, you know, does all of this kind of mentorship play into how you're approaching your day-to-day?
It's like, you got a big brother and advisor at the same time because he had been through his fifth year in the league, so he'd been through a lot of it. So everything I'm going through, I'm just calling him every day, asking for advice, asking what should I do, this happened, and he just advised me all the time every day. So I just take his advice and just keep going. I don't complain. I put my head down and just work.
You know, we were talking about your journey here at Rutgers, going from special teamer to two-time captain. I think back to the 2020 year and how weird that was for so many reasons, with COVID, the late start. But it felt like that was your big breakout year.
Yeah.
Led the Big Ten in tackles, and that was when everybody, not only at Rutgers but across the conference, knew who you were. What do you remember about that season?
I remember a lot. I remember COVID. COVID, quarantine, that's what I remember. Like, that was a hard year, not even for me, for everybody. You know, people just trying to get adjusted to the unnatural. So, that, like, I remember just, like, you got to be tough to go through that year. And everybody that made it through that year is tough. And, like, yeah, that year gave me tough.
Watching this preseason and watching your get the ball, you know, it's something that I think is just you're blessed with, your ability to know where the ball's going, and that had to help you. And when did it hit you that when you got to Tampa that, hey, it's football still?
Preseason, you know, when we got in the preseason game, I got in the game, and the first drive is like, it's still football, like nothing changed. The speed probably a little bit different, but at the end of the day, you're just playing football. See ball, get ball.
That's right. And you do that well, my man. It's fun to watch. And I know some people down in Tampa that were talking about you because you came out of nowhere, not for me, but for them. They didn't know who you were. And I'm like, watch out. Don't sleep on 03 because he's going to find the football.
Yeah.
So what was it like for you to have that early success and your confidence? I'm sure that was really big for you.
Yeah, it's just always – you should always have confidence whatever you do. You not put yourself down and always prepare. Like, once you have, like – prepare a lot, you have high confidence when you step into the game.
Look, man, it's senior day.
Yeah.
It's Penn State. You know we're not big fans of them over there. and when your senior day came, unfortunately, you were battling some injuries. You were trying to figure it out at the end of last season. But I guess for your former teammates, guys who you played with last year, what advice would you have for them on senior day? Because for me, and I'm sure for you as well, it's a very emotional day. It's really the end of this journey and the start of the next one. What do you, I guess, remember about kind of being there still as a captain for those guys, even though you couldn't perform with them? And what advice would you have for these guys to go out and play their last home game?
I'd say don't take anything for granted. You know, college is a special time where you're playing with your brothers, that you grind out the whole season. Because after this, it doesn't matter what you do, the real world, the NFL world, it's business. So it's not going to be the same as college. Just take this time and just enjoy the game, your teammates, your brothers, and all that.
Hey, Oldfield, how personally satisfying was it for you to see some of your teammates that you played with also make it into the NFL and their journey? That class, when you think about it, you know, there are a number of you guys that made it right out of Rutgers.
Five, right?
Yeah, it feels great because, you know, everybody looked down on us saying Rutgers this, Rutgers that, not knowing that we got a lot of players that have NFL talent. And five of us in my class that came out shows that we do have some NFL talent.
Unheard of, yeah. It was really special to see.
I guess just a last thought. What's your message to Rutgers fans listening here? I mean, we got a couple games left. This program's building under Coach Chiano. We've seen all the successes that you and guys from your class have had. What'd you say?
I say believe in the culture and just chop.
Just keep chopping.
Yeah.
It's as simple as that.
Yeah.
Hey, 03, it's great to have you here with us. Great to have you back here in Piscataway,
too.
I appreciate you joining us here on the Rutgers Tailgate Party.
Thank you.
Olakunle Fadakazi, current Tampa Bay Buccaneer and one of the greatest Rutgers defensive players ever, joining us here on the Rutgers Tailgate Party. And we'll be inside the stadium, too, to watch the game.
You're coming, you're going to be down on the field? You're going to make sure that you're seen and make sure people can say hello to you?
Trey Avery going to be there, too.
Good.
Shout out to Trey Avery, man.
I think we got about a minute left here on the Tailgate Party. Thank you, JPO, Fooch, and all the folks who put this show on.